810 WEOL, you may be familiar with Matt Fraser. He is America's top psychic medium. He is going to join us a little bit later on this hour. He's going to be in town, Northfield Park, next week with a show where he's going to do psychic readings, and we're going to talk to him about how he does what he does and exactly what it is that he does. But right now it is time for Jim Rosenhaus of the Cleveland Guardians Radio Network, and of course brought to you on AM 930 WEOL and FM 100.3 by your North Ridgeville convenient Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and of course by your locally owned and operated Tuffy Service Centers on Cleveland Street in Elyria, on Broadway in Lorraine, and on Route 58 in Amherst.
Jim, maybe we need a psychic medium to figure out what the Guardians are doing.
I was just going to ask you, can we go to that thing next week with Matt? Maybe get a reading on what's going to happen the rest of the year.
Well, I know. So let's, what a week it has been, what a week it was. So let's look back at that. From the outside looking in, it looks like the Guardians were sellers, not buyers, when it came to a pennant race. How do you see it?
Absolutely. I mean, to not say that is unrealistic. And it was really good. We had Chris Antonetti, the president of baseball operations, on the broadcast yesterday. And he just explained what was happening. And he said, look, I know they're close to the Twins. And, we don't know what the Twins are going to end up doing in terms of performance, but the fact of the matter is we're more than 100 games into the season and Cleveland is still an under 500 ball club. So they had an opportunity to do some things that they feel will set them up better for the future. And you still hope that you can play some decent baseball here and maybe hang in there and stay in the race. But they had an opportunity with Aaron Civale to get a high-end prospect that they think is going to be really valuable for them down the road. And in the Josh Bell case, they had a chance to get out from under what would have been a really tough contract if he continued to play the way he had, which was way below their expectations. They thought they were going to get more out of Josh, and it wasn't for a lack of trying. I mean, he was great to have around, and he worked hard, but it just wasn't happening, and they were looking at a really big contract commitment through the end of next year, and this frees some things up for them to do. And I know it's hard in the short term because the team's not far out of first place, but you have to look at what's best to set yourself up if you don't think – I mean, there's a real possibility, even if they kept it together, that they don't win the division, and if you still have – some of the players that you had and didn't do the things you did, you're really, I think, hampering your ability to hit the ground running next year. And the other factor is they're down three starting pitchers. I mean, they are really scrambling to figure out how they're going to fill the rest of the season because of the injuries to Shane Bieber, Tristan McKenzie, and also Cal Quantrill. And you have three young pitchers who are probably going to have to be shut down at some point, or at least pull back on. So it's a really tricky situation, and I think they did the best they could with the situation that they had.
You know, Jim, sometimes you go out and you get free agents, in this case Mike Zunino and Josh Bell. Sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. You never know, but I guess this was just one of those seasons where it did not click, even though, from everything we've heard, great guys to have in the clubhouse. Great guys to have on the team, but it just didn't work.
Absolutely. And that was, I think, part of it was you looked at potential performance based on what they had done in the past. And that's what free agency is. You're basing it on what they've done in the past. There's a pretty good track record. But I think in both cases, especially Mike Zunino's case, there was a major injury issue the prior season, and he never quite got back to his best, and I think that was a big reason why. It wasn't that he was still hurt, but he there's the rehab, but then there's the get back to your prior self in terms of performance, and he just couldn't do that. And that was a shame because he was great to have around. And the same with Josh Bell. I mean, the guy gets traded, it's 5 o'clock local time out in Houston, And he ended up hanging out in the clubhouse, talking to the guys for a long time, and then actually stayed for the game on Tuesday night because he couldn't get a flight out. And a lot of guys would have just gone back to the hotel and figured out, you know, what's next? How am I getting to Miami in his case? And he stayed and went to the game and hung out. And just that was him. Yeah, I mean, look, free agency is not easy. And I think the really good teams, it's still about developing your own, maybe making a trade or two here to fill in the blanks. But free agency is tough because it's not automatic. And I think we've found that out this year to the bad. There's been some good ones along the way, but this was a rough one this year, and it just didn't work out. And both of the big signings are gone.
Jim Rosenhaus, our guest today on the morning show on WEOL. And Jim, this week you had a chance to call a no-hitter. Too bad it wasn't the other way around, but you still had a chance to do that.
Yeah, so it was, unfortunately commonplace in the grand scheme of things against the Guardians the last couple of years. Back in 2021, they had three thrown against them. But Framber Valdez on Tuesday night for Houston was just tremendous. I talked to Will Brennan, the Guardians outfielder, yesterday about it, and he said, you know, he was really good, but he said their approaches, they got a little jumpy in terms of swinging early in the counts because he was throwing enough strikes where they would fall behind quickly, and then that's trouble. So it just was one of those nights that snowballed on him. And he was really, really good, obviously, to throw a no-hitter. And yeah, it was history. It's always something, you know, you wish it was the other way around, but it's still pretty neat to see.
One more thing. Any update on Noah Syndergaard's injury?
You know what? It looks like he's going to be okay. He did his regular bullpen work yesterday, and I don't know which day he'll start coming up, but it looks like he's going to be okay to take a semi-regular turn and not be held back at all.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get you lined up with that psychic medium.
Yeah, I have his number. If you want me to forward your number to him, maybe two of you can connect. I don't know.
Well, if he's a psychic, he should know my number by now, right?
I got you there. All right, Jim. Thanks a lot for being on today.
Okay. See you guys.